Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's frickin' Friday, another frickin' week of an upgrade of tyranny, an increase in tyranny, a further push towards international communism. And it's also the 25th day of September 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and we got the weekend coming up. And we know what they like to do. Trump's going to make his announcement today on that Supreme Court nomination. And, we'll get into it deeper. Anyway, the word from the trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself. Well, it is currently 60 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of, 61 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's clouded over, and they're saying there's a small chance of rain, and we're hoping it'll rain, any kind of rain, a little bit of rain, I mean, any kind of rain. It is so dry here, it's unbelievable. That being said, how's the weather today out there in Nazi Joyzy, John?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 120 feet above sea level mean, we currently have 77 degrees, 62% humidity, so, you know, it's been creeping up a little bit each day, and you do feel it, but there's a lot of overcast, so keeps the sun off of us, so it's actually a pleasant day out there, and I did see, or as far as I can see, that they didn't spray any chemtrails again today, so mysteriously, I'm also feeling pretty good. You know, my energy levels are up. I'm capable of thinking clearly for some strange reason. That doesn't seem to happen when I see the chemtrails. But anyway, maybe you can do a little bit of a rain dance over there because the news talked about today that it's been 14 days straight since we've had some rain here. So I don't know, Henry, maybe you'll have to get that side of the country. I'll get this side and we'll do a little bit of an old rain dance.
It's been months here, buddy. I don't know if a rain dance will work. I would think that the Indian, they tried a rain dance here and they all disappeared in the dust.
Oh, you're part Indian, aren't you?
Huh?
Aren't you part Indian?
No, I ain't no part no Indian.
I thought you said you were descended or one of your great grandparents or something was part.
Well, they were.
I'm
Indian. An American national. I'm not.
Well, one of your ancestors was Indian, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so it's got to be in your genes, just knowing how to do that rain dance.
Well, I never seen nothing make it rain except for the weather.
All right, so we'll skip that idea. I'm still going to try and beam down to Florida, though, to get those license plates soon as they become available. Florida stands with Israel.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I've got to have mine. I'll get pulled over a lot for having a Florida plate, I'm sure, but what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell?
Until I'm trying. I don't know if it says I support Israel. They might just leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, you kidding me? The cops would probably get out of the car, bow down, and kiss your feet.
Oh, hell yeah. So is there anything particularly rotten today in your neck of the woods?
Well, I've just been browsing the international news. And again, once again, Henry, there's this mysterious string of explosions going around in different countries. So we know that the CIA and the Israeli Mossad, their operatives are hard at work earning their paychecks out there.
Yeah, I hear you. I've been noticing, you know, the propaganda. I watch it close, you know. I hate watching videos, but if it's not too long or I'll skip through it just to see what the – gist of it is, and I'm seeing the little sneaky shit, you know, that they're slipping in and that fucking, you know, that people are buying. This mass thing, you know, a lady wrote in yesterday, you know, that, lifted the mandate that they have to have masks, and everybody was still wearing masks, and what might happen? Defeatism. That's what they're trying to, I mean, these old propagandists, man, they know what they are fucking doing, because it's worked in the past, and maybe people are still that stupid, because it has been a while since our internet has been taken away from us, that the control of the internet has been turned over to the communist Chinese. And so they're getting to work it just the way they want to. I mean, if there's we'll talk about it a little bit more. Let's go ahead and get through this first break.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Yay. Hey, brother. Anyway. There was a video up yesterday of a girl. She was at like a football, I don't know if you got to watch it, at a football field, and she got arrested for not wearing a mask. And I'm looking at this video, and I studied it pretty closely, and I was watching the comments on it this way and that way, and you got to think that if there's resistance, that they're not really hyped on putting those videos up. But what you're seeing here is I don't know if you saw the people, you people that saw the video, there was the big fellow in the back, and everybody is going, well, you know, he could have done that. He was with them. You had a bunch of women there, okay? And he almost, that fat ass pig that was trying to do the handcuffing almost couldn't get that girl handcuffed. And the other women were starting to, I mean, when they started to move in, that's when that guy started to kind of get up, and then he sat back down. He was in on it in case the women did jump, because I think them women could have whipped that fucking fat ass and that goddamn. And see, that was probably one of the officials from the school that was standing there in front of her with that fucking mask on. And you see, they're setting up isolated incidents like this so they'll be filmed and put on to show that. And they're all saying, you can't arrest her for not having a mask. You can't. Everybody knows you can't arrest somebody for not having a mask, yet they're doing it. See, this is the whole point. They're trying to demoralize us and let us think that fucking nothing can happen to them. Now, if there had been full bleachers and there would have been some fucking guys come down there and just beat the shit out of that motherfucker, and you know it. The bottom line is that he could not arrest her. He had no jurisdictional authority. But they want to show instances of these women and stuff getting fucking, getting arrested for an unrestable offense. It ain't even an offense. They have no authority, no jurisdiction to arrest. Especially these private fucking cops, which is all they fucking are. The whole goddamn, the United States is being, these are corporate enforcers. These are corporate fucking, Blackwater USA fucking pigs that are working in violation of the fucking law. But I keep seeing, Jamal today, I made a statement, and they're gonna, about a civil war, and they're gonna get it. No, they're fucking not, Jamal. They're not going to get a fucking civil war, because I'd have to fucking participate, and I'm not going to. I'm sitting back and watching them shoot each other and enjoying the hell out of it. But then, see, when they couldn't get no attention, you know, it's always I hear the same number. I don't care what city it's in. 2000, and they're being bussed in. You know they're being bussed in. You know they're bringing in the goddamn U-Hauls. They showed them yesterday, unloading that U-Haul. And the fucking so-called journalists were talking about the FBI could get the license plate on that and find. So could you, journalist. You could trace that right back to, well, you can't say his name on TV, can you? But you know exactly where that fucking, that U-Haul come from. You know exactly who's financing this handful. And they're just a fucking handful. And when they were, and when it got to the point where people were just completely ignoring it, well, yeah, okay, that's what's done. Turn it off. You know, they're going to show that fucking three block fucking goofiness going on in this fucking town that, that the goddamn mayor's in on and that the commissioners are in on and all the whole communist thing trying to get you to choose a fucking side because they're, and you know, they're hurting the cops. So you're going to go come in on the side of the fucking corporate communists so that you can fight for communism one fucking way or another. But then you hear the reports just this last few days about them talking about coming out into the suburbs. They came out and they told, you know, we talked about inscription, you know, them coming in and forcing you into their fucking ranks, you know, drafting you into their fucking ranks, one side or the other. And that's exactly what this fucking is. Come to a person's house, oh, he had a flag. You take that flag down. Boom. You take that, I mean, choose your fucking fight. And don't, and see, that's why they like, when they had this set up in this little video that they showed, I mean, they fucking, they had their big guy and there was a bunch of fucking women there. And he was, I mean, she was gonna, if they, you know, the women almost took him on. Women. And that's when he started to get up and then he sat back down. And then when you notice when he left, he walked about 40 feet behind him, but he was one of them. And you look for these fucking setups. I'm gonna fight. And I'll probably get killed, but I'm gonna sell my life dearly. When my fucking gun goes off, it's gonna go off a whole lot of times and as many as I can fucking kill are gonna die. I'm not gonna fall for one of their fucking setups. And that's exactly what that fucking was. That was a fucking plain ass setup. Now this girl, she'll go down and she was pissed. She was, I mean, all the people there were pissed, but they were all women. There weren't no men there. Only man that was there was with them. He was there to take care of those fucking women. That big guy, he would have went and throwed them in, helped them cops and pat him on the back and then that prick standing in front of her. But see, how hard would it be? You know, who is this? This a rent-a-cop? I mean, it couldn't be that hard to find out who that son of a bitch is and where he lives. And you know, that school official that did that, easier duck fucking soup to find out who he is and where he lives. And how do you know that things like this aren't going on around the country? Because they're not going to report it. They're not going to allow it on the goddamn internet. You get something like the two cops getting shot the other day in fucking Louisville. Now that's going to go on the internet. Cause that's pushing to you. That's going to outrage the fucking Trumpers, the Trump-tards. Oh, we got to back the cops. We got to back the Trump side up. We got to back the corporate communists because it is communism. He is a communist by definition of the English language and physics. He holds 5 trademarks in communist China. You cannot hold a trademark in communist China without being an international communist. He's an international communist. He's worked with them. He owns factories over there and shit, man. He's brought in their workers. The fuck, he's one of them. There's no difference between him and Biden. Not one tiny bit. It's only, like I said yesterday, they had to find, they want Donald Trump in there because he can get, I mean, he just does, like he fucking handed Jerusalem over, I mean, in violation of international law. Who the fuck are you to walk in and fucking dictate? But it's just like these pricks at the, you know, coming up and telling you to wear a mask. No jurisdiction. We're the corporation. We got lots of money. We can hire fucking guns. We got guns already, son of a bitches. But when they start talking about going out into the suburbs, and threatening to burn people's houses down unless they join with them. Well, then now I'm interested. Now I'm very interested. start doing it around where my fucking children are. And I'll have to take a hiatus from this, maybe forever, because I will be going up there. But I talk to people from all around. I just don't talk. I mean, I talk to you people on the radio, but I know so many people. And I know I've had years and years and years and years and years and years and years of doing this and doing it in different ways with different people. And let them come out into the suburbs. That's what we want. Just keep ignoring them. I mean, what's going on in Louisville is happening in a few fucking blocks. The rest of the people in town don't even know what's going on. And that's the fucking truth of it. They got the cameras. They own the fucking networks. Well, that really blows my ass away. It's like, you know, fucking this COVID thing, you know, fucking people that they've said, and I've had people that have said and told me that every word they say is a lie. Every word they say is a lie. I come around the corner the other day and so one of these people was just getting out of the rig and just, I mean, it's just perfect timing. I'm coming around the corner and the son of a bitch got a mask in his hand. And he fucking sees my rig, you know, like that, and kind of, there's no hiding the mask, you know, and he just kind of looks away like he doesn't see me. And then waits till I get past and I see him walk across the street putting the fucking mask on. You know what? You're afraid of dying. That's what this is really coming down to. We have become a cowardly fucking people. Afraid of death. We put that goddamn, that prized misery. You're living in pure fucking misery, but you put it above fucking freedom and liberty. The people that gave you that freedom and liberty put the liberty before their lives. You are cowards. I'll call you a coward to your face, and you know who you are because you're probably listening. And you know I seen you. You fucking coward. And come on, you talk like a tough guy. Come over here and fucking talk tough to me. I want to hear it. At any rate, this is what they're doing. They're wanting to get videos put up of women. I mean, it's been women mostly. I mean, I haven't seen them arrest a man yet for not wearing a mask, but women caught, and I guarantee you, they got just like that guy that was sitting there. He was the only man sitting there in the fucking stands, but he was a big dude. He was there to make sure that that little crowd of women didn't beat the shit out of that cop and that fucking school official. I guarantee fucking it. And that's why he walked off, you know, and went there. He was way behind him. He was heading over for the next fucking setup. Watch for the fucking setups. Watch for them good. And the first guy that should have been got, well, if there were no men there. But if there were men there, the first guy you get is that son of a bitch sitting in the back that was going to jump on them fucking women and back these motherfuckers. Just walk up and tase him, put him clear fucking out, and then go over there and take care of the pricks that are doing it. And then walk off, and then go to your goddamn house where you're ready to fight him. But don't let them sucker you in to where they got you pinned in to their fucking, where they want you to be. That's fucking one of the basic rules of war. I mean, I've never been in the fucking Army, Marines, Air Force, or any of the fucking armed services. But I ain't that goddamn stupid either. If you get to pick where you fight, you got a better fucking chance every fucking time. And if you get to throw the first fucking blow, boy, that means a lot too. You're at least going to get one of them son of a bitches. And then if you've got things set up, you figure, you know, they're probably going to, if 100 of them come at me, no way I can beat 100, but how many of them can I kill? That's the question. And, you know, to suggest that, I mean, they have got people, I mean, people who have said and said that every fucking word they do is a lie. We know this is a production, people. We know this is being produced like a fucking movie. And the same people that have preached this come out and say, well, yeah, but they're going to get their civil war. No, they're not going to get their fucking civil war. Because we'd have to join one of them fucking sides. And as long as we refuse, as long as we keep sitting back watching them kill each other, they don't win. That's why they're talking about coming out into the suburbs. Go ahead.
How you doing? It's Jamal.
Hey, brother. How are you doing today?
What's going on? I'm all right. First off, good afternoon to you and everyone. We've come to have our differences about certain subjects.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify my opinion. my stance on all of this.
Yeah.
Because maybe my point doesn't get through in text as much as it would speaking it. So, unfortunately, I don't have all the time to always school with my work schedule. But, okay, so I'm going to try to clarify my stance on this whole thing.
Go for it, brother.
In regards to the last thing that we spoke about where my comment was they're going to get the civil war that they want.
Yep.
In a way, I was wrong saying that because they already have it. And what I mean by this, Henry, and everybody else, is if you guys think we're not already in a war, I mean, I don't know what more to show anybody or anything that anybody has to see to verify that. In my opinion, and I've said this time and time again, and anybody who listens here or reads anything I write on here can verify, I've said this over and over, war is not, and everybody knows this, war is not only when the bullets start flying. There's a lot of things that are going to lead to war way before the bullets start going, or way before any fighting in that sense is going. You look around at this country, what it used to be, what it was supposed to be at least, and, you know, the people of it. And how can we deny that they have subverted us? They have subjugated us through, how would you call it, mild warfare tactics, through legislation, through indoctrination, through all kinds of things. Our culture, us as a people, we are being obliterated. You got men walking around in skirts telling children that they can switch their gender like they're some kind of frog or something. I mean, this is what people, human beings, are believing. You got across this country and across the world, I've seen it in other nations, people raising their fists and pledging allegiance to this communism that, you know, is being put on us every day for, you know, Black Lives Matter or whatever they want to call it. People who are not even black by any stretch of the word. But, you know, they would sell out their own mother because she was, you know, raised in a different time. Mm-hmm. And this is all through indoctrination. This is all through what they did to us as a people, through our culture. And now they have their zombie hordes out there, and they are assaulting people. They are, destroying people's property. They are doing these things. At first, you know, I heard a lot of people say that, you know, they played it down. People played it down. But, you know, again, another thing I said time and time again was they're not playing. The commies are not playing. We might look at them at, you know, these Antifa fuckheads and, you know, yeah, they're trash. Like I said, they're subhuman degenerates. But enough of them are going to do a lot of damage. Enough of them together are going to do a lot of damage. And this was the same thing with the Bolshevik Revolution. This was the same thing with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these other organizations and these color revolutions. This is what they do. They don't need dignified, intelligent people to be their soldiers. They actually want these people to be their soldiers. They want these people who they can send out there emotionally triggered to destroy everything around them just because they don't even know why. They don't even know why. You got these assholes out here, say her name for Breonna Taylor. They don't even know the facts of the case. They don't, and when they find out, it doesn't even matter. These people don't have any sense, and talking sense to them is a moot point because they don't want it. You can give them every piece of evidence, every piece of proof, everything, the whole case laid out where the guy, her boyfriend, admitted to shooting at the cops first, not taking the sides of the cops. You don't have to take the sides of the cops just to understand that if somebody shoots at anybody, that person is going to shoot back if they have a gun, whether you're a cop or not. And that's what happened. And these people don't understand. It doesn't matter to them. That's only one aspect. Look at George Floyd. Look at every one of these guys that were people that they're supposedly rioting for. They're not rioting for these people, by the way. They're not. They're only rioting and looting and doing all that other shit because they're being told to, because they're being molded to. And this is all they're good for. There is no talking to these people. So I stand by my decision. I stand by my words to say yes. The time to do something about this is way past. It's way past that time. And we should be doing something about this. And when I made the comments before, in earlier posts before, where I said, you know, some of these Trump people, I'm not saying I agree with Trump. I'm not saying I agree with any part of this criminal government. We've called it out here many times. But the people who do support these things, whether we like it or not, they do have a right to believe in whatever they want. They do. And I know some of them, I know a lot of them, and they're not bad people. They actually want things that I talk about to them. They actually agree with it. But they're, you know, just, they're hung up on this whole Trump guy. I don't care. That's their business, and that's a fight that we're going to have to fight when it comes to it. But honestly, I live here in New York, and I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen what these commies do. I've dealt with them. I have. Okay, like I've had my run-ins with them. I've had my run-ins with police. And when I see people across the country and they're standing for what they believe and they're standing for their country against these people, I do admire that. And I do support that. Whatever else they believe in, that's besides the point. Like I said before too, I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe people have their rights to believe in whatever. If it's their religion or their politics, which is a sort of religion, whatever. But at least they're fighting with the intention, at least in their mind, that they're fighting for our American rights, our American values. These commies are doing the very opposite. Communism is all about abolishing rights. Because without rights, you're not a human being. When you don't have rights as a human being, you are nothing but state property. You're nothing but a slave. This is what communism is. So they sell it to people as, you know, it's anti-racism. It's anti-this, that, or the other. And it's nothing of the sort. Communism has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with sex. It has nothing to do with, you know, anything like that. It's all about taking away people's rights and their ability to sustain themselves independently, financially, every which way. That's what communism is all about. That's what it's designed for. That's why it was made. To subvert us, like on this site, we've always said. When I first stumbled onto this site from the trenches, I was ecstatic because I had never seen another site that focused on the Bill of Rights, on the rights of the American people. And that was my whole argument before I even knew about this site. That was my whole argument because of what I just said, because without rights, you are nothing. And everything they have tried to take away from us is our right, I should say. I mean, in this country, you have, you know, people's children being kidnapped because the state says that something should be done to these people's children that the parents don't approve of. The parents who gave birth and raised these children. The state says, no, you don't have the say in it. So they'll kidnap these kids and they'll put them in these foster homes where they're violated sexually and mentally and every other which way. And, you know, like, I'm just tired of it. I'm just tired of seeing what's going on. Now I'm seeing the American version of the Bolshevik Revolution. And I'm sorry to say, but, you know, I shouldn't say sorry, but I stand by my words. We are at war. We have been at war. This is our new civil war. And, again, if people don't think so, just take a look around. Just ask yourselves, why is it we have so much material to give on this site? Ask yourselves why we have that. Is because of what is happening to us. It's because of what they're doing. And if we don't put a stop to it at some point, when will it stop? It will never. They're banking on people doing nothing about it. And I said before, you know, I'm not of the mindset of wait till it comes to my door. And I said this, that, you know, if people are of that mindset of when it comes to my door, I got news for you. It's already at your door. You cannot operate in society without being in, you know, part of this system and being subjected to the things that we are. And when it comes literally to our door, all the guns in the world are not going to do anything for someone like that. If we don't have our people behind us, if we don't have our force behind us, our nation, we have nothing. And history has given us many examples of this. Okay, so like I said, when I look around and I see what's happening to this nation, to our culture, our people, this is not just happening to us. This is happening to our children, to their children, to their children, for generations to come. One of my favorite sayings, one of my favorite quotes is, all it takes for evil to triumph is men of goodwill to do nothing. I have never heard anything truer than that. And so, you know, I stand by everything I said. I know there's a lot of people who don't agree with me, or maybe I just wasn't clear, but I hope I'm clear now. I mean, this is where we are at, and I can't deny it. I've seen it. I've dealt with it. I cannot deny it. I cannot say that we're not at war. When I see, you know, like that video that I responded to, people are sitting at their table having dinner or whatever it was, and these faggots come over and just, you know, put themselves there, or, you know, with that lady who had the MAGA hat or whatever. I don't give a fuck about her MAGA hat, but, you know, when they take it from her kid, and, like, what does that do to the kid's mentality? What does that do to him? What is he going to grow with when he sees these unhinged pieces of shit bitches come over to his mother, assault her, take his property, offer him? And, like, you know, what does that do to a kid? God forbid I ever live to see my kids go through that.
Well, brother, tell me this. Has either side fooled you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you fooled by either side?
Am I fooled by either side? Well, yeah. I don't think I am. I don't know how to answer that.
Would you join by either side?
I'm not trying to join either side.
Okay.
I'm trying to say that people of like minds should get together.
Okay.
And take action. Because at this point, I think there's nothing but action that needs to be taken.
You're not fooled by either side. I'm not fooled by either side. They're not going to show the mass majority that is not fooled by either side. Is there a war going on? You damn straight there is. They have to have a war before they can start inscripting people and build it into a civil fucking war. But if people like us fucking refuse to fucking participate in that war, they can't have a war. Like I said, the most they can ever show is 2,000 people. How many of us would it take to just completely smear out 2,000 fucking people, even in each city where they show it? When they showed the people coming in to the restaurant, see, they control the media. They control what is seen. But what is seen is not what is real. If every one of them in Portland came into the suburbs and tried fucking with the people in the suburbs, and the people in the suburbs just opened up on them, they would just be fucking dead. Like I said, it is going to have to come to your fucking doorstep, because the people have become so goddamn confused that they can't see. I mean, you can have Judge Napolitano now come on Fox News and tell you they have no authority to tell you to wear a fucking mask. And people are actually heard him, because the people that I was talking about in that film, they were saying you can't arrest her for not having a fucking mask. And what this is muscling and strong arming. This is their frustration. They are gaining not shit, just like coming out here and lighting the rural areas on fire. Everybody is fucking ignoring them. All you can come up with is 2,000 people. 2,000 people ain't enough to affect 2 or 3 or 4 million. It's just like a little piss ass problem to the side, and they're looking at it like, why ain't the cops clearing this up? Because they're ignorant and they don't understand what the fucking game is. Yeah, there's a war going on. It's been going on for a long time. But I will stand my ground, and I will stand back, and I will watch them kill each other. When they come out to the suburbs and they try inscripting us and forcing me into their fucking war, because all they got is a handful And they have to have us all to kill one another, because the whole idea of the war is to get rid of those that would get rid of them. And so they have to come out. Sooner or later, they have to come out into the goddamn, into the rural areas. And what do you kind of greeting you think they're going to get here? What do you think would happen to one of them if they grabbed one of our women in this town where I live in? I mean, I can only, you know, as far as what's going on with a lot of the shit, you know, like the mass and stuff, I can tell you that, you know, there's one store that was started trying to enforce that face mask thing, and people came in one after another and told them, fuck you, I will not buy nothing else in your store, fuck you, I will not buy nothing else in this store, and fucking walked out, and this guy's walking around with a fucking pistol now. I mean, it ain't cut and dry. It ain't like the war between the North and the South where you had territories that were already held. We're scattered. We're scattered, but we are the mass majority. And the thing is, we cannot lose heart. We have to remember that we outnumber them thousands to fucking one. No matter, I mean, I said it myself. Because of the people's ignorance and their refusal to fucking learn and their refusal to fucking take it away from their fucking house when they would send somebody across the ocean to Vietnam to fight to stop the international spread of international communism so they didn't have to fight it here. When they won't go out in the fucking night and take care of these, if they just went out in the fucking night, the people who aren't being watched, the people who understand, who could do something about it, if they just went out and this, like this fucker who, arrested this fucking girl and just beat him half to death, burned his fucking house down. He is a fucking communist. He is acting without jurisdiction. He is acting in violation of our law. If we just enforce the law in that way, I mean, the way they're doing it. They're doing it like sneak thieves. They're doing it like thugs. They're doing it like mafia. Come back at them the same way, or you're going to have to wait until they get to your house to try to inscript you into one side or the other. But see, if we just refuse to join one side or the other, all they got's their 2,000 or 3,000 fucking people in each town. And that's big towns like Portland. All they, 2,000, that's what I hear, 2,000. And the people that live three, couple blocks away don't even know what's happening. And I do see videos all the fucking time. Like there was one out by Junction City here, where they fuck one of them come up and tried to stop this guy's pickup. The guy stopped and the guy punched his fucking door. The guy got out and beat the fucking dog shit out of him. I do know that these fire starters, that, you know, that they're getting caught, and they're not getting caught, but nobody's calling the goddamn cops. They're beating them to a fucking bloody pulp and leaving them where they lay. This is how we have to fight, because this is how the war is at this point in the ball game. It ain't a straight up shooting war yet, but it's going to be. But if we hold our fucking position, and if we keep in mind that we are, do outnumber them, and we are way smarter than they are, and let them play their game with 2,000 fucking people. There's going to be some innocent victims involved because they need the film footage to try to outrage us into joining one side or the other. As for the Trump tards, the people you're talking about, the Trump tards, that you can see their reason. I cannot see their position.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of fires. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Now, if that isn't enough for them to understand that they're working for communism, then they're too stupid and they're going to have to be killed too. Would you agree?
I agree. Listen, I am not standing for Trump in any sense of the word. You know, I'm not. But what I'm, like, you know, you said something, that what they show enrages people, and it does.
Yep.
And it does enrage me. Like I said, you know, being in a big city like New York and seeing what I've seen and dealing with it, It does enrage me, but why I feel the way I do is because I think if we don't do anything, it's only going to get worse. They're only going to be emboldened to go on and do more.
They're going to keep pushing, but they're going to keep pushing from each side. because they want us to join one side of that communism or another. When we do something, we have to do it as individual free sovereigns and make it sure they understand that we are not a part of either faction of the communism and that we are going to drive the communism out of this country. I will take a fucking mega hat, dim-witted motherfucker who listened to that, what I just played there. And that is, I mean, that's absolutely a fucking violation of the fucking law. That is high treason. And if they can't fucking cop to that, if they're just, I'll follow him anyway because he's Trump and his form of communism's better than the other form of communism, he needs to be fucking killed. And he needs a copy of that fucking Bill of Rights nailed to his forehead. Then they will know who we are. They haven't even met us yet. And they're not going to show us on the TV. They're not going to even show like this, like I tell you out here, but the things I know have gone on. They're not reporting it. They're not going to report that people are catching them and beating the fuck out of them and leaving them fucking laying for fucking mincemeat. They're not going to do it.
Henry?
Yes.
I agree with you, but I also agree with Jamal 100%, and I believe, you know, no one's jumping on this, you know, one side, right, left, whatever it is. But this country is at war right now.
Oh, absolutely.
I know you agree with that, Henry. I think the issue and the deal where Jamal's at and where I'm at, I'm with him, is how much longer is this shit gonna go on, stealing people's kids? You can't even go sit in a freaking restaurant and have a dinner without being fucking harassed. I won't go into Denver anymore, for fuck's sake, because I'm gonna end up killing somebody and I'm going to jail.
Exactly. Tell me this, Misty. Would you go out and kidnap their kids?
Hell no.
Well, then you ain't in the fight, are you? Because this is what the fight is right now. I mean, if you want to fight right now, you got to fight the fight they're fighting, and give them back what they're giving you, tit for tat. But you can't do that.
And I understand that, Henry. I think Jamal, we all understand that. The point being is, I'm saying, and I believe Jamal is saying, the longer this drags out, the worse it's going to be.
Of course. I said we're going to lose 2 million until the people get it through their fucking heads that you got to fight like they fight. They are breaking the goddamn law. They are saying, yes, this is the law, and fuck you. So are you ready to say, you take my kids, I take your kids, you kill my fucking relative, I kill your fucking relative, you fucking arrest my fucking wife, I shoot your fucking ass? Are you guys ready for that?
Yes.
For the record, Henry, I am ready for that.
I know you are.
I am ready for that.
I know you are, brother.
I'm ready for that, too, but they're also protecting those who are doing these shenanigans out there on the streets. They're protecting them. Those people that are being harassed in restaurants. The other people that are standing around there also do nothing. And I think that's mainly due to fear of being arrested for protecting themselves.
That's
protecting
exactly.
Somebody else.
The odds are against you. You're absolutely correct. But the odds aren't against you on the whole. That's the whole thing. You see, our communication was the internet, and boy, we were putting a fucking knot in their fucking hitch, buddy. But when they took out, you know, handed our internet over to the communists, now, like, that's why I said, you know, yeah, we're gonna lose a couple million people. Because fucking people won't look at something as simple as what I played you there of Trump saying, and say, that's a fucking communist. They're both communists. When one, Misty was saying that if people are afraid to fucking stand up because they're afraid the other communists are going to come after them. I guess you better decide that they're all communists and the fucking gloves off, then there are no fucking rules. Either you're going to go out and you're going to fight them or you ain't.
I understand that, Henry, but that's the point right there, is that, you know, they're being protected. And if I drove into fucking Denver right now, and I tried to cross, a BLM fucking line, and they break my windows out of my truck, and I shoot them, or I just run them over, who's going to jail? Me.
Well, of course you are. That's why it's got it. That's why it's got to get so bad that 2 million of us have been killed. And I mean, look how bad it had to get before people would start fucking admitting that this isn't even a fucking legitimate government. Look how bad it had to get.
Just one.
Go ahead.
Just one thing on like what Misty was saying. She's 100% right. She would be well within her right to do that.
Yes, she would.
She would be. Anybody would be 100% within their rights to do that, to defend themselves and to take these bastards out. But it's true. Everybody's afraid because a lot of people are afraid to be called a name, like anti-Semitic or racist or whatever. A lot of people are afraid that they're going to lose their job. A lot of people are afraid that they'll be arrested. And this is my whole point. This is why do those people feel like that? Because they do feel alone. Because they don't have numbers around them all the time to help them through this. And this is what I'm trying to call for. I'm trying to call for like-minded people who want what we want. To say enough is enough. It's time to put everything else down and get together with this and do this. Do what we see these other people do, whether we like them or not.
But you're right.
They're taking a stand that I feel we need to be taking.
You're right.
We have numbers like that. And I don't mean that we have to just meet these bastards out on the street. There's people in the highest offices of every state, every city, who have to answer to a lot of things. And these people need to be held accountable. Everybody.
If you're not ready to fucking die, I mean, that's what you're talking about here. If Misty went down and did what she did, I mean, you're talking murder charge and death. If you're not ready to die yet, you're not ready to fight yet.
Henry, like I said before, God forbid I ever live to see my kids go through any of this.
Me too, brother.
I will die before that.
Well, I hope I will too. I mean, me and Hubert had I asked him, I said, could you shoot one? And he goes, I hope so. And then he gave me the question back to me. Could you shoot one? I hope so. But until we can't, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're shot in a fucking firefight or charging through a line of them and shooting them up in the fucking street. Death is death. And that's what I was saying at the beginning of the program. People are goddamn afraid of dying. Hell, they're afraid of going to jail. So that's why 2 million's gonna have to die. They're gonna have to treat us so fucking bad, and we're gonna have to see our relatives fucking hurt so fucking bad that it builds up enough of the rage within enough of us, because there's a plenty of us to take care of this, that we'll just say fuck it and go for it. That's all I'm saying, brother. Okay, we're going to have to take a break, man. I'm into JD's time big time. But that was a good conversation. I'm glad you came up. And, hey, I love you, brother.
Love you too, Henry.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of
Jefferson.
Now, the first thing you're going to say is to be or not to be. It's going to come up in a second. You found.
Not to be. not to freeze. To crawl or not to crawl. Fuck all those perfect people. To sleep or not to sleep. To creep or not to creep. Some can't remember what others recall. Fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. No, I'm not talking about you. To stand, to plan or not to plan, to stall or not to stall. Fuck all those perfect people. To drink or not to drink. To think or not to think. Some choose to dismember your rise and your fall. And fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. But I'm not talking about you. Not to sing, to swing or not to swing. Hell, he fills up the silence like a chalk on the wall. Fuck all those perfect people. To pray or not to pray. To sway or not to sway. Jesus died for something or nothing at all. Fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:57. Well, that'd be PM, mountain or, Pacific time. Got them kind of twisted around here. We're off today by about a mile and, it's way past time for the tactical report. So I will say it, John, this is our broadcast and the clock and the mic are all yours, brother.
All right. Thank you very much, Henry. Yeah, we used to worry about making sure we fell within our prescribed time limit because there was always a radio show right after us when Spike Timmons was with us, but he did pass away. What's that, like 3 years ago now, Henry?
Yep. Coming. Don't seem like it, but yeah, it sure as hell is.
Yeah, about 3 years ago. Old Spike Timmons, and he had that show putting a nail in the head of the New World
Hammer,
Order.
Hammering the New World Order.
Hammering the New World Order. Hammering a nail into the New World Order, he used to say. So we didn't forget about you, Spike. But we don't have that constraint now, so we can take as much time we want. That was a great conversation. I listened to the whole thing, and it was great to hear Jamal come up and great to hear Misty come up. And what I really loved more than the content of what I heard was just that sense of anger that we have been about as wronged as any one people can be wronged, and that's what we got to understand. And Henry's right and Jamal's right. You know, they always want us to fall into one of the two camps, so we end up fighting each other, and it's always been that way. That's the communist playbook. You know, people forget that even back when they wanted to institute the Federal Reserve. Now, this was a huge issue back in 1910, 1911, 1912, because people understood what the communist system was and who the Jews were and what a central bank represented better than they do today. I know that sounds unbelievable, but people were far more aware of it because at that point they were still using real money. And so they tried to get them into two camps by presenting the two sides they could go with on that issue about the Federal Reserve. And one was if you supported the Owens-Glass bill, which eventually did become the Federal Reserve. And another one, the first one that was put out there was the Aldrich-Vreeland bill, which was also to construct the Federal Reserve, but that was too obvious. So they came out with another bill a little while later with some small changes and said, no, this isn't the same bill. So if you don't like that first one, you can support the second one. Meanwhile, both of them were supporting the same thing, the international communists and the creation of the international communist banking system in this country called the Federal Reserve. But that's how they did it. They split us into two camps by presenting them as two different camps. But in the end, they were all supporting one thing, international communism. And that's what they're trying to do to us again. So part of that anger is always being able to just try and identify who the fuck is our actual enemy. If I was going to go out there and just shoot somebody right now, who would I legitimately shoot if there's no one actually shooting at me at that very moment? And that becomes part of the confusion of facts, the fog of facts, as you've heard me say. But we do know for sure that some of the criminals that do need to be held accountable, we can't reach immediately. And that's the entire U.S. Congress. It's nothing but a band of traitors. The U.S. Senate, an entire band of traitors. The Supreme Court, an entire cadre of traitors. All these high elected officials who have a huge, huge security team protecting them from the very people that should be holding them responsible, we can't get through that immediately or easily. Those are the obvious targets. But what's the less obvious targets? And that's where the little bit of confusion comes in, and that adds to our sense of frustration, which adds to our sense of anger. So it's great that we have that sense of frustration and anger, but you got to bottle. And this is what you learn in the Marines. One of the things they taught us in the Marines, and the guy actually said, our drill instructor, he actually says, you're gonna take it, and you're going to bottle it up. You're going to put it in a bottle, and it's going to be like an aerosol can with the pressure building up in there, but you're going to control it. You're going to bottle it up, and then at the right moment, when you know it's time to open that bottle, when it's time to release it, then you let it all out. And that's how we train for combat sometimes, because we did get pissed off. We didn't like the way we were being treated sometimes. Sometimes they treated us just like dogs to get us angry, so that they taught us how to discipline that anger, how to bottle it up. You're going to take it, and you're going to put it. Think like a propane bottle, you know, that big steel pressure vessel. And when there's nothing in it, there's no pressure. But as you start adding more and more stuff in there, the pressure starts to build, starts to build, starts to build. And it can get to a point where, well, it could be dangerous how much pressure's in there. And that's the way we're going to be. We're going to put so much pressure in our pressure vessels, we're going to be right on the fucking edge, right on the verge of exploding at any second. The trick is to have the discipline to control when that explosion is released so that we release it in the right direction, on the right people, at the right time. That's the whole trick, because they want us fighting each other. They want us to go out there and fight the wrong people, the people who ain't going to make any difference in the future. Jamal talked about our future generations. Remember, according to the New World Order, they don't want us to have any future generations. It's written right there in the Georgia Guidestones, to reduce humanity under 500 million people. Well, that means they got to get rid of 95% of the world population. And I'll tell you what, none of their future generations are included in that fucking psycho thought. No, the world is for their future generations, and we're supposed to be their future slaves, but they don't need all of us. In fact, they need to get rid of most of us, so they don't want us to have future generations. So that's got to be part of your recognition, part of your anger, and part of what you put in that little pressure vessel. Because when the time is right and you release it, oh, my God. The old saying is, oh, you know, you might be afraid of that little communist storm, but they're going to be afraid when they realize we are the storm. And we're going to annihilate them like leaves in a fucking in a high windstorm. Yes, come on up.
Yeah, it's Katie. Hi. Yeah, and it's not going to be a ginned-up enemy. It's not going to be a ginned-up enemy like you had to fight in a, you know, when you were in the military. We know who the enemy is.
No, I don't know who my enemy, other than some of the ones I can easily identify. Like, is it going to be my neighbor across the street? Would that be the guy that supports communism against me and against this country? How about the guy five doors down that I don't even know what he looks like? Is it going to be the guy in the other neighborhood? Now, I know all the fucking police in this state and in this country. They're here for the communist oppression forces. They support the communism. In fact, they get a paycheck to do that. But outside the guys that wear the uniforms, or maybe the blue heads they send in here, what about some of your neighbors? Do you actually know which of your neighbors, if any of them, are going to be the ones who actually know what they're fighting for and know that the fight is to restore the Bill of Rights? Because we don't have the Bill of Rights in force right now. In fact, it's kind of a joke how much it's not in force right now. In fact, it's kind of a joke how much they always mention or talk about it's constitutional, and meanwhile they completely ignore the Constitution, which is their own restrictions on their powers. And of course, they completely ignore it. So I disagree with this statement that we know who all our enemies are. We don't, especially the ones right there within arm reach of you. I'm sure I'm sure that the President of the United States and the people of the Supreme Court, I'm sure they don't live in your neighborhood, and they certainly are our enemies.
Yeah, my point was we're not going to have some, you know, military guy dictating to us who is the enemy. You know what I'm saying?
No, we're not. And the people who are the enemy, they're not going to step up there and have a nice sign on them says, "I'm your enemy." Oh, okay. I thought someone was going to step in there. All right. So anyway, you know, it's good that we're all angry, but you got to discipline that anger a little bit, because the last thing you want to do, and I believe that was a Katie or Mary that said
Katie.
It before. You don't want to end up in jail either. You know, at some point you want to initiate the fight, but you want to be able to keep going with the fight. You don't want to initiate the fight. You're the only one that stood up. Everyone else just looked at you. Now you're the one in jail, and you're sitting in there for what? They're going to tell you whatever it is you did. They're going to try and put you away for years. So you're not going to be free to get out and enjoy the fight once it actually starts, until the system breaks down so much that someone actually comes and pulls you out of the prison and say, "Okay, Katie, great, you're still alive. The fight's underway fully, and we're able to get you, so let's get going." You know, unless that happens, you got to be free. Yeah.
Hey, it's Doc. I'm the one that said that. It's, you know, the reluctancy of people to stand up, I think, and it's, I can't say that it's my reluctancy, but I can probably say that it's a reluctancy. Is, since we're not following the Bill of Rights, you don't have the Bill of Rights to back you up. And that's
right.
The problem. That's the
problem.
Well,
that's by design.
Right.
You don't.
The
Bill of Rights does not back you up. You back up the Bill of Rights.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But the judicial system is not following the Bill of Rights.
It's not our judicial system. It's an occupation.
They took out the common law courts.
They're the enemy.
That's my point.
You don't have enough people around to back up the Bill of Rights. That's what the problem is.
You know, at some point, there's going to be a shooting war in this country. In fact, it's already started. You see how these cops are getting shot. Some of these riders are actually shooting each other by accident. You have that one kid who actually defended himself properly, and of course he's the one being charged as the criminal when all he was doing was defending himself. So the shooting war has started, but it's still at that extremely low level and isolated incident level. But at some point, it's going to become more widespread, and it's going to become more frequent. And at that point, you really got to make your decision. When do you jump into it? There is no right or wrong answer in that. Everyone's got to answer it on their own. And you can only know for sure, given your circumstances, your understanding, your surroundings, your environment, and how many people do you have to work with, how many people you know will be opposing you that you're going to have to fight. And so there's no right or wrong answer. There's no rule of thumb here about when's the right time for you to jump in it. There is none. You just got to make that. It's a simple individual judgment call, and that's all that can be said on that. Well, anyway,
I don't agree.
Know if you want to add anything to
hey,
that.
Every April 15th, you know, when tax time comes around, that's when you jump in. Honest to God.
Well, that's good a date as any. I personally like April 19th. I think that would actually be in direct support of what had already occurred.
Hey, JD.
Yeah.
How you doing? In regards to, like, what you were last saying, that it's something that we would have to know when it's the time to jump in. You're right. It's not going to be something that is going to just happen, you know, across the nation simultaneously. It's going to have to happen in pockets. But that was my whole point, is that, you know, what I do see happen, when I do see these people, you know, trying to stop the rioters and everything, that is a good start. I do condone that. I do think it's necessary. And, yeah, it's going to have to, you know, run its course. It's going to everybody's going to have to, like you said, find their own time, right? But what my concern is not enough people are together. That's why everybody's afraid of being arrested or being killed for defending themselves or anything else. See, like that guy, that kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, he had a group with him. He got arrested because he actually gave himself up to the cops. In my opinion, he should have popped off as many of his magazine would have allowed him.
I agree.
And went back with his group and, you know, went to the next one.
But pretty
That's
soon,
my opinion.
Right now, but, Jamal, it's happening to maybe one in 10,000, you know, and then it'll be 110,000. And then it'll be 1,000 and 10,000, but it'll keep coming closer and closer and squeezing. That is the way of the tyrant. And at some point, there will be the breaking point. When some guy sees his, you know, you'll hit a big family and they'll kill one of their fucking kids or something. And then it's going to break loose. And like John said, once it starts and everybody starts jumping in, then they're going to see their people around them. And by God, we do outnumber them, friend.
Yeah.
And remember, every war, now you mentioned this, Jamal, and you're absolutely right. Every single war in human history is always preceded by agitation, disinformation, civil unrest. You never go from a period of peaceful coexistence with everybody and suddenly you're in the middle of war, everybody's fighting everybody. It never happens that way. It's always a progression, and we're in that progression right now.
Yeah. I know, you know, and that's what is pissing me off so much, is that I see it all around. I see it only getting worse. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm just at the point where I don't want to. I can't just sit back about it, you know, like I can't.
You know what's funny, Jamal? The younger kids are waking up to this, but it surprised me. I talk to a lot of people, but I've talked to some older people who live in the area, and I'm talking in their late 70s, 80s, and they see what's going on. They're pissed off, and this one guy, I mean, he should be walking around with a fucking walker, but he's not. He's actually in pretty good shape, but he's, you know, in his advanced years, 80s, and he's ready to fight because he's so pissed off.
I admire people like that. I really do. And I wish there were some more around me that, you know, were. But unfortunately, where I am, this, you know, you lived here. You know how this city is. It's not that type of people. It's not always, you know, you don't have too many, I should say. Or at least, you know, they might be there, but they're not showing themselves. And that's what's frustrating me. I'm trying to get, like I said before, like-minded people who understand, who want to preserve what we have left. I mean, I will tell you, like I said before, give me liberty or give me death. Right? Famous quote. We all know it. I am trying to live it right now. I want to live that right now. That's why I put myself out there in the little ways that I can, you know, and I feel everybody's frustration. I feel, it, like you said, it's all bottled up.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, yeah, it's going to explode.
I saw an interesting quote on one of these articles talking about the coming Civil War, and, you know, the comment was, the coming Civil War will not be televised, meaning they're never going to let you know that we've started, the Civil War is under full way. People are fighting for the right thing, or we have the upper hand, or how many people actually out there are for the Bill of Rights. They're never, ever going to admit that on the mainstream media. Never.
I know. And it's... It's hard. It's definitely an uphill battle.
Sometimes you feel isolated, but the fact is there's a lot more people who are just like us, thinking like us, realize what's going on, are pissed off, want to fight. There's a lot more out there than you can possibly glean from the internet or from the mainstream media.
Yeah.
You know, Henry talks about them all the time. There's literally millions of people ready to go right now.
And... another quote, let it begin here. I'll be the first if I have to. I swear to you.
Well, Jamal, we'll have to meet up sometime. If you send Henry your email, and he'll forward it to me, I'll send you my email direct so we can meet up, because me and you don't live far from each other.
I appreciate that, bud.
All right, and then we can talk a little bit more in private. All right, so Henry, unless you got anything else, because that was a good conversation, and I'm actually glad to hear people are so friggin' pissed off that they're starting to reach what we would call the end of their rope. That's the way it's got to be when you got to do the kind of dirty work that's going to have to be done.
That pretty well sums it up, brother.
All right, then back on you, Henry.
Well, you didn't have a report?
Well, I was going to do it, but this is one of those occasions I prefer to just keep going with the train, the momentum of what we were discussing for the first part of the show.
Well, yeah, all I'll say is, I said quite a while ago that, because of the enemy's success in the infiltration, look how far the thing of political correctness had gotten to before the people started pushing back. And if you look at what, from 10 years back or like when we started doing this to now, the people that are aware and the people that are pissed and the people that understand, we have done an enormous thing. And the people are out there by the millions. But we can't, but because of the way they've set up their communist system, we were tearing it up on the internet. I mean,
that's part of the reason for the isolation, isn't it, Henry?
What's the first thing you want to do in a war? You break communications. So that's why it has to be the way it has to be. There's going to have to be a lot more people hurt to piss enough people off to they don't just tell they, well, they're ready for a firefight.
Hey, Henry?
Yes.
I wanted to say thank you very much. You and Laura, JD, for all the hard work y'all have done for all these years, because this is the only site that does speak truth, and there are a lot of people that you have taught, and I've learned from you both so much, and you speak the truth, and God bless you, Henry, for that, and JD and Laura and this site.
Well, the truth shall prevail. I mean, the truth can't be changed. It's taken a while because they've put in some old communists and they're trying new techniques. That's why you see them, everything that they've put before us, we've had to fight back and then turn the tables on them and turn it from lies to truth. And these bastards that we're working against right now, they're the old professionals. And this is what has worked in the past. This is what has worked to put the people into two camps and got them to kill each other. And we just cannot allow that to happen. I mean, if it takes enough, a lot of the people that are going to fight don't even know they're going to fight. But when it comes down there, somebody's coming at your house with a torch or they're going to hurt your child. I mean, you're going to pick up that gun or you're going to watch that fucking happen. I mean, it's going to come down to that. And then once it breaks loose, I'm telling you right now, like John said, that pressure can, it's at overload. It's in the red. It's ready to explode right now. And they know it. But they're testing the waters. Can we get a little more further this way? Can we get a little further this way? They do not want to confront us in a fucking straight up war because they lose and they fucking know they lose. And they lose big this time because there is no, north, like the north and the south, this fucking, ignorance that the people should have all got together and fought for the Bill of Rights instead of fighting over, who was going to be their government. They should have just, we're going to be free. Everybody's going to be free. And the Bill of Rights was not the cause of slavery. It was the Constitution. And Lincoln was getting ready to help pass a goddamn, constitutional amendment to make slavery legal in the United States. I mean, we lost our history, but we brought so much of it back too. And now history is repeating itself and a lot of people are seeing the things that we have been saying for 10 years are coming to fruition. And that's why you see like the huge gun buys. I mean, everybody's got a gun. People are preparing for fucking war. But it's your mind. It's getting your mind right. And that's what that all means. When I say getting your mind right, your mind has to be to the point to where I ain't going to put up with it. I'd rather be dead than to allow this to happen. I mean, it's like the person that dives in the water and saves the kid and drowns doing it. I mean, you sacrifice your life because you choose to. And you have to choose to do it. And it has to come down till you put your liberty above your life. That's what our ancestors did, and that's how we got that Bill of Rights. And that's how we'll get it back. I don't know how many people are going to have to be hurt, how bad, before the people strike back, but we so fucking outnumber them, we're going to massacre them. I'm pretty sure of that. And unless you got something else to say, John, it's 20 after.
No. I think this is a 3-day weekend, so are we up on Monday?
We're up on Monday, buddy, at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And you people out there that are frustrated and you know, you just listen and you're listening from afar and you're even afraid to, you know, get involved in the conversation or come on the site, and speak out. The very least you can do is unregister to vote and quit giving your consent to any of these communists because they're all communists. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
Thank you, sir. I will. You do the same.
I have done. Take care, everyone.
Later, bro.
Cookies!